The book of St. Luke. I'm reading from chapter 21. Jesus uttered these words 2,000 years ago. He said, "And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations." I do not want to sound like a preacher of gloom, but things are going to get worse before they get better, because the Bible says they are. And if there is a passage of Scripture that describes this present age, this one is. Distress of nations. With perplexity, and the word perplexity means a problem without a solution. Who can solve the problem of Vietnam? Who today can solve the problem of India? Who can solve the problem of the sleeping dragon China that is just now beginning to stir awake? With its 800 million population. Who can solve the population explosion? Who can solve the terrible crisis of money that is threatening to engulf the entire world in economic crisis? Who can solve the communistic efforts to engulf the whole world in slavery? Distress of nations with perplexity. It said the sea and the waves roaring. Now this passage means the nations and the peoples of the nations roaring in discontent. The 26th verse says men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming upon the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Now that doesn't mean heart attacks. The heart, when it speaks in the Bible of the heart, it very seldom ever means the physical organ that pumps blood. 99% of the time, it's speaking of the spirit of man. And it means here that man won't have heart trouble. That's not what it's referring to. It means that men will just lose heart. Their spirits will just flag and say, "What's the use?" Because they see these things coming upon the world, they'll lose heart. Just don't want to keep on. It said, "And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory." Now this is speaking of the second coming, when he'll set his feet bodily upon the Mount of Olivet in Jerusalem, and it'll cleave to the east and the west. And he'll come back personally with his saints with him. I plan to be in that number. And it said, "When these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." I want to use for a subject tonight flying missiles, atomic bombs, and the second coming of Jesus Christ. I announced last evening another subject for tonight. After praying further, I have not felt led of God to continue in that direction. Flying missiles, atomic bombs, and the second coming of Jesus. Would you bow your heads?